RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual.
Ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Pine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The Creaking Door is of international success, the taste that's uniquely 3-5. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so light, so smooth, so satisfying. 3-5, get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made 3-5 the king-size cigarette of international success. Get 3-5. Get the taste.
The unconscious figure of Randolph Strang lies prone as his boat is being towed by the fishing smack towards the shore. The hot sun beats down relentlessly, as though its very rays have sucked from the man every vestige of energy.
He's still be delirious by the looks of him.
Arr. The sooner he be gotten to the doctor, the better. He looks in a bad way. Looks as though he's seen ghosts.
Well, it won't be long before a doctor have a look at him.
Found him drifting in the open sea, you say?
Ah, Doctor. Threw a tow line and towed him in like...
The island of Lost Fellow. The death. Not departure.
He'd be talking of the island.
How far to sea with you when you spotted the boat?
A couple of miles. But no one but a madman would make for that island.
What if he was making for Wolf Island?
Voices. The voices of torment.
You're all right. You were picked up by a fishing smack. You're in safe hands.
Huh? Safe. I'll never be safe again. A waxen beauty made in the image of death.
He's been to the island, I tell you, Doctor.
Is there anything in his pocket? We'll have to notify somebody. Here's something. Envelope. Randolph Trang, Esquire. Care of Pin and Hotel, Penzance.
Yeah, thought he'd been holiday maker.
Get away. I can't stand anymore. If I'm dead, let it be a peaceful death.
You're not dead. You've had a terrible, terrible shock. You've had too much sun, but you're very much alive. Do you hear me? You're very much alive. I'm Dr. Pascoe. Now, this fisherman brought you in. You're safe and alive.
Safe? Alive?
Yeah.
Alive?
Yeah, swallow this pill. Oh, go on, man. It won't hurt you. Pass that glass of water, will you?
Here you are, Doctor.
Ah, thank you. Now, drink it. No, not so fast. That's it. Just sip it slowly. That's better. Now, lie back, and I'll notify your friends or relatives where you are.
Friends? Relatives? They seem such sane, such matter-of-fact words.
Your name is Randolph Strang, isn't it? I took the liberty of going through your pockets.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, my name is Randolph Strang. The boat, the motor packed in it. It began to drift.
Ah, that explains it. Oh, poor gentleman. No one but a fool would try to make for the island.
Go on talking, Mr. Strang. You've had a terrible shock. And the only way to release it from your system is by talking about it. You hired your motorboat from Truin, didn't you?
Yes. I thought I'd go fishing.
Fishing?
No, please. Don't try to move. Just relax. You hired a boat and went out to sea.
Too far out.
Then?
Suddenly, I got caught in the cross current. The boat began to swirl round and round, and then, just as suddenly, the boat seemed to be still for a second. And then it began to drift forward. Drift to the blackness in the distance. At first, I thought it was just an ordinary island.
The island of lost soul.
Quiet. So you drifted towards the island. And then?
I fell asleep. I'd been drifting for some hours. When I awoke, everything was black and sinister. Huge black rocks. Acting as sentinels.
Huge rocks, you say? But the boat?
It had become wedged between two small rocks and what seemed to be a lagoon. I was cold. I decided to explore. What's that? Shrouded in black. Who are you? Where am I?
Why have you come here unbidden? What are you doing here? Go before the keeper of the lost soul sees you.
Your face is that of death. But your voice, it has the caress of life.
What's that?
Sometimes the keeper of the lost soul gives his presence out in the strangest way.
Who are you?
What are you?
Who am I? What am I? There is no I. You do not understand. He comes. I must go.
As if I'd summoned life by means of a switch, the moon came from behind the black clouds and I was bathed in the luminous light. Was this heaven? Was this hell? Was this indeed an island where souls remained lost forever? Was I a lost soul? Where was she?
Where are you? Don't leave me. Please, 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 I want to talk to you.
You cannot communicate with her. And she is forbidden to communicate with you. It was not meant that you should be on this island.
Where are you? I can't see you. Wherever you are, whoever you are, please. Please, I'm cold. I'm hungry.
The days are hot and the nights are cold. All is in sharp contrast. Alpha is light. Here is non-life.
I can't believe it. I'm wearing a shirt, trousers, shoes. I've just struck a match. I'm breathing. I can feel a pulse in my wrist. I'm living. And no one is going to deprive me of my life.
Foolish vanity of man. It is given to every human being to believe that, unlike others, they have the stuff of immortality within them.
You're trying to tell me that I'm dead.
Dead? Death is the ultimate, the finality. There are degrees of being and non-being.
I don't understand you.
Understand? What vanity is this? Why should you demand the wisdom that has eluded mankind for thousands of years?
What are you going to do with me?
The question is not what I am going to do to you, but what you will do to yourself. Your inner self. Your soul.
Tell me this. Was it just chance that my boat drifted with the tide to this island? Was it? Please. Answer me. Answer me. Answer me.
You must not shout, though. You must not disturb the spirit.
Oh, you startled me. Where did you come from?
Come from? Here we do not arrive from anywhere or go anywhere.
Why are you dressed like that? All in black.
Foolish man. Is not blackness synonymous with death?
This is a dream, isn't it? I'm not on an island. I'm asleep on that boat. I'm still drifting on the sea. You don't exist except in my mind.
Here we do not use words such as exist. There is no existence or non-existence.
What sort of dream is this? Even if I dream, I'm tired, hungry.
Give me your hand. Come. I will lead you to where you shall have food and drink and warmth. Because even on the island of lost souls, it is necessary to...
I don't know whether this is a dream or not. I don't know whether I'm alive or dead. I don't know what sort of place this is, but I can't stand it much longer.
Poor, frightened mortal. As long as you're on this island, you no longer inhabit your mortal body. Words like harm mean very little here. Come with me, and you shall have the peace you seek.
Of international success, the taste of uniquely 3-5. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so right, so smooth, so satisfying. 3-5, get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made 3-5 the king-size cigarette of international success. get 3 5. Get the tape. By touching the bedpost. It was solid mahogany. The sheets and blankets could have come from the Penland Hotel, which I had left that morning, and it seemed a million light years away. My head was filled with a thousand jangling nerves, and then...
Remember, you whom the boat brought to this island, there are more things in heaven and on earth.
I didn't hear the rest. Sleep, blessed sleep, had taken possession of me. At last.
Three-fivefold thumb, I smell the blood of a mortal man.
Remember what she said. There can be no such thing as calm on the island of Lost Souls.
I must get out of here. If this isn't mortal, if we're all ghosts, why is this so locked?
Curb your restless spirit. I will open the door for you. Foolish man to be so afraid.
I'm no longer afraid. I'm insane. Or can't dead people be insane?
Here, drink.
What is it?
Drink. It will give you peace.
By then, I was beyond all caring. I drank. Once again, she took me by the hand and led me to the four-poster bed. I don't know what was in that drink. A strange calmness came over me. Soon I found myself drifting, and then lost consciousness.
And then what happened?
Nothing. Until I found myself here, wondering if you're real. Wondering if I'm going to hear some fiendish cackle, and whether I'm going to hear her voice.
You'd like to hear her voice again?
What'd you do? I'm not still on the island.
Oh, why, bless you, sir. You've been down the island of Lost Souls now. You're in Penzance. We brought you to Dr. Pascoe's surgery. You've been on Wolf Island.
You've had a terrible and harrowing experience. You're all right now. You feel a little strange because I put you under sedation.
All right, you say. To my dying day, I'll hear those voices and those noises. Or shouldn't I use such a phrase? Or has my dying day already happened? Is all this...
Please believe me. If you're going to recover fully from your terrible experience, you've got to cling to the fact that these things happen to you.
Yes, but... the doctor says, sir. You've been in that open boat on the rough sea under that hot sun for some hours. You was delirious, like.
You mean the sun affected my brain?
I've imagined it all.
No, you haven't imagined it at all. And it wasn't the result of a delirium.
Ever since the Cornish Star went aground on Wolf Island, they do say that the island be haunted with the ghosts of the poor sailors what was drowned. Lost souls they be. Smugglers they was. And they do say that when the moon be high, you can hear the cries of the drowning
sailors. Nonsense. Pure superstition. Have you heard that Wolf Island is known as the Island of Lost Souls?
No, but
hear me out. Cornish folklore has it that when evildoers leave their mortal body, heaven is not their reward. But these lost souls remain in torment on Wolf Island. You see, there's very little on the island. It's practically inaccessible to shipping of any size. About 50 years ago, the National Ornithological Society bought it for the government as a sanctuary.
Yeah, what happened? Every bird died, did they not, Doctor?
Yes, the island was too far from the shore.
That's all very well for you to say folklore, Doctor, but this gentleman
has... Strang, you know how strong the tides are off the Cornish coast. It's obvious that when your outboard boat failed, the tide carried you towards Wolf Island. You fell asleep, then you awoke.
Awoke? Am I awake yet?
Mr. Strang, if you want to live a life of nightmares and fears, you will not do as I suggest. But there's only one way to remove the effects of the horrible experience. Come with me to Wolf Island.
Doctor, you...
Now that you're physically recovered, we haven't had much of a chance to exchange information about each other. You look as though you might be a schoolmaster, are you?
Ironically enough, I'm a lecturer in science at Bristol University.
Then come with me. I'll take you in my boat.
Hey, Doctor, what are you doing?
I beg you for two reasons. One, for your own peace of mind, and the other I'll divulge later. Only, instead of arriving at night, we will go now when the sun is high, and the sea is blue, and Wolf Island will be bathed in light.
You're asking a great deal of me.
It is for your sake that I ask.
My great-great-grandfather was the one that discovered the only safe route to the island. It has to be around about noon when one can sail between the two currents. And only then, in a boat of this size,
even with the flecks of foam on the water, the seagulls weaving and diving overhead, even with you sitting at the tiller of the boat, even now, I find myself trembling at the thought of returning to the island. If you haven't told me why we're returning, and we're almost there.
Now, to do so would be as unreal to you as your experiences last night. I'm a doctor, not a psychologist, but I have to confront you with the demons of the night. I promise you that you'll be perfectly safe. And I promise you that you will understand everything, particularly with your scientific training.
Look at them. Those rocks. Those black rocks. Different they appear in daylight.
As many other things will.
This is the self-same creek you arrived at last night. Now, let's get ready to beat the boat. I'm pretty certain we're being observed already.
Hello! Hello! Come and give us a hand!
I think I recognize that voice.
The voice you heard last night, only under different circumstances.
We shouldn't have done this, Mr.
I had no alternative. You went too far. Randolph Strang meets Professor Halebrain. He is, or was, in your line of country.
Not the Halebrain theory of dynamics. Good heavens, it is an honor.
It won't be when you heard everything.
You insist on this, Dicker?
Yes, let's go in. Everything you heard last night, Mr. Strang, was designed so that when you told your story on returning to the mainland, it would be so outrageous that no one will believe it. Tell him, please.
I've erected on this island certain charms to frighten everyone away. You heard me last night on an amplification system. So when you told your story, it would keep the superstitious Cornishmen in terror of ever visiting this island.
I can't believe it, Professor. There were things that you couldn't do, mechanically or scientifically. That girl...
You'll soon see.
You who are arbitrable, self-entombed, have you come to pass judgment, Professor?
Not judgment. I brought someone to speak with you.
Of course. He came last night. He had left his mortal body.
Look, please, this must stop. If this is a charade, if this is an explanation as to what happened last night,
please. Doctor, come outside, please.
Mrs. Strang, we're throwing ourselves upon your mercy. What my brother-in-law did was unforgivable.
Brother-in-law?
Yes, the poor child you've just seen is my niece. Unfortunately, my sister, Professor Halesbury's wife, was stricken with a rare disease some 5 years ago. She was dead within a matter of weeks. My niece never recovered from the blow.
She went out of her mind. She was no fashion trade. She was born and brought up in this part of the world, and she insisted that her mother's spirit was on this island, which, ever since the shipwreck 200 years ago, has been known as the Island of Lost Souls. I've had the world's leading alienists and mental health specialists. She's not incurable. But they wanted to put her away. I bought this island secretly 3 years ago. I let it be known to the world to be John and Dawn.
But all this?
About a year ago, a young couple had discovered the route. They landed, and I frightened them away before they could discover the truth. They were a Cornish couple and believed that they were hearing ghosts. I decided to take no more chances. When we saw you walking from the creek, I knew I had to frighten you, too. I'm sorry. I had hoped that you'd be so scared that you wouldn't mention it to anyone.
But those phantoms, the strange visions.
But to add to the effect, I put something in the drink my daughter proffered you. One of the hallucinatory drugs. Then, while you were asleep, I carried you, or rather half-dragged you, put you into your boat, knowing that the morning tide would carry you towards the mainland. Please, Mr. Strange, if you report this, I shall have to have my daughter certified, and she'll be taken away from me, possibly forever.
But what about that strange laugh I heard?
Come, I'll show you. There's a switch at our vantage point. Now, you see why none of the locals will bring their boats within hearing distance of the island.
But everything your daughter said to me, she believed.
I wish she didn't. I wish that she, too, were part of my defenses to frighten the people away.
Jack, the busy fisherman who picked up Mr. Strang and taken him to hospital. You don't know what incalculable harm could have been done.
I meant you to harm, sir. I knew that you'd be picked up by some craft or other. I'd hoped that you would come to believe that what you saw on the island was but a bad dream. I knew that you'd never be able to find a way back there in order to find out whether you'd be dreaming or not.
We owed it to this gentleman to bring him here, to tell him the truth for his own peace of mind.
Yes. Yes. No one will come to her daughter. She's happy on
that. What was that? Did I hear something?
I beg your pardon. Oh, no, no, no. Although, Mr. Strang, living on this island with my daughter, I feel very close to my wife. In fact, I sometimes imagine that she really does speak to me.
Well, well, well. It just goes to show what a failed outboard motor can do to a man. Before he's able to take any bearings, he finds himself up the mental creek, so to speak.
Get 3 fives. Get the taste. 3 fives by State Express. Get the taste of international success. The taste that's uniquely 3 fives. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so right, so smooth, so satisfying. 3 fives, get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made 3 fives the king-size cigarette of international success. Get 3 fives, get the taste.
Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door. Of course.
Now, The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.